This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Thursday, May 9th. God's word for you today is secure it. Our scripture reading is taken from Joshua chapter 14, verse 13, and it says, "So Joshua blessed Caleb, son of Jephunneh, and gave Hebron to him as his portion of land." Joshua chapter 15, verse 16 to 17 says, "Caleb said, I will give my daughter Aksa in marriage to the one who attacks and captures Kiriath Sefer. Othniel was the one who conquered it, so Aksa became Othniel's wife." One final thing, fathers, you have a duty not to let your Aksa walk into the hands of a spineless man in the name of love. Like we said earlier, Othniel obviously had his eyes on Aksa, and Caleb had probably seen them talking. So Caleb had to set up a challenge to see if Othniel will rise up and be the man for his daughter. You have a duty to settle your daughter with a giant killer. A man who would value all that you have deposited in your Aksa and not down it because of his own insecurities. The truth is that what Caleb did was an indirect arrangement for an Othniel for his daughter. I am not saying arranged marriages are what fathers should be doing for their daughters. Do not get me wrong. Yes, the love should be there. But as a father, you have to watch and to guide the process. Again, you have a duty not to let your Aksa walk into the hands of a spineless man in the name of love. To take our mountains, Caleb had taught us that a promise delayed is not a promise denied. Your attitude truly determines your altitude. Make bold claims. You cannot become a general without first serving as a scout. We are better together. Fathers, secure the future of your daughters. We see that even though Moses had promised Caleb based on what God had said, even though heaven was behind Caleb to take the mountain that God had for him, Caleb still needed Joshua's blessing. The seventh lesson Caleb teaches us is that the blessing is key. No blessing, no mountain. But God already said, "This mountain is yours." Even the man of God had said so. However, at the time to be released into taking the mountain, you need the blessing. Joshua chapter 14, verse 13 says, "So Joshua blessed Caleb, son of Jephunneh, and gave Hebron to him as his portion of land." Caleb was older than Joshua by at least 10 years, based on my estimation. And to bless is, you go on your knees, the greater blesses the lesser. He puts his hands on his head, someone that is 10 years younger. Is that not an insult? Spiritual things are not by age. Until Joshua blessed Caleb, Caleb could not take the mountain, even though God had said it was his. Very instructive. You need Joshua to bless you. I want to leave this with you. Turn it over in your heart, wrestle with it, and allow the Holy Spirit to breathe upon it. Let us pray. Father, let your word bring me into my inheritance in you. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.